Okay, it's 3 o'clock. Let's have a meeting.
Rock and roll.
Ready? Everybody ready?
Yeah. Ready.
Okay, we'll call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Any changes, Mr. Link?
I don't believe so.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the agenda as presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is old business. Our first item of old business is subdivision 2004-35 McRyan Properties LLC. Crescent Shores is a final.
Mr. Wheatley, this is our final record plot for a 38-lot cluster subdivision. Commission granted preliminary approval for 39 lots on August 11th of last year. The record plan meets the conditions of the preliminary approval, the requirements of the subdivision ordinance, and we've received all agency approval.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton, this is in your area, but it precedes your time on the commission. If you have reviewed it, you're welcome to vote. If not, you may wish to abstain.
I have not reviewed it.
Which means?
I would like to abstain.
Very good. Thank you. All right, gentlemen, we'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve subdivision 0435 McRyan Properties LLC as a final.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2004-35 McRyan Properties LLC as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? So carried. Let the record show that Mr. Burton abstained from voting. Next item is subdivision 2005-13, Lynn and Karen McCauley, McCauley Estates, as a preliminary.
This is a preliminary plan for a 45-lot cluster subdivision. The commission granted conceptual approval for 46 lots on February the 9th of this year. That was approved with five conditions. One of the conditions was that the revised preliminary plan shall be submitted and must reflect a design that is superior to a standard subdivision, including the provision for more open space and a bus stop at the entrance. This revised plan deletes the original lot one and it's now been made into a playground and open space. A bus shelter has been added to the area, and basically need to ask the commission if this meets your intentions of the conceptual approval.
Lot one, that's your open space. Right, you've got a 7-foot square bus stop at the right at the top of that lot.
Right there. Chairman, I make a motion that this subdivision be deferred just so that due to its conceptual idea that I take the proper time to take a look at this and get a motion together.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2005-13, Lynn and Karen McCauley Estates as a preliminary to give the commission more time to consider the site plan as presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is subdivision 2005-26, Ivy Branch Associates, Stonewater Creek, phases 10 through 13 as a preliminary.
This application was deferred by the commission on March 23rd of this year.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2005-26 for Ivy Branch Associates for phases 10 through 13 of the Stonewater Creek development based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects orderly growth of the county and is an extension of an already approved subdivision. Two, the land is zone AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development at a density of approximately 2 lots per acre. The proposed subdivision density of 360 lots on 200 acres of land is less than the maximum density that is permitted. Three, the proposed phases of the existing subdivision are generally... Too much coffee. are generally in character with the residential developments in the area, including an expansion of the Baywoods development. It is also consistent with the historical trend of development in the area. Four, this application is for a clustered subdivision. The design is superior to a standard subdivision, including the other phases of this development, based upon the creation of substantial open space and greater conservation of forested and natural areas. The clustering also allows greater buffering from wetlands with more lots adjoining open space. Number five, the proposed subdivision is adjacent to and will be part of subdivision 2002-49 and 2003-32, which had previously been approved. The site is in the vicinity of the intersection of Long Neck Road and Route 24, which contains a concentration of business and services for the Long Neck area and the proposed subdivision. This area includes a neighborhood-type residential shopping center as well. Number seven, the proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Number eight, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. Agricultural buffers shall be provided in accordance with the subdivision ordinance. If necessary, on the final site plan, all buffers shall be indicated. Two, the applicant shall integrate these phases into the homeowners association, serving the prior phases to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, any forested buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. On the final site plan, all existing and preserved woodlands shall be clearly delineated. The applicant shall use every effort to protect and maintain any mature trees outside of the roadway and house site areas. Central water and a central community sewer system will be constructed as permitted by the county zoning ordinance and as regulated by DENREC. The wetland notice shall be included in the restrictive covenants. No lots shall include any wetlands, and there shall be a buffer of at least 50 feet from all wetlands. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The use of a central community sewer system and stormwater management system shall maximize groundwater recharge and erosion and sediment control measures and shall comply with all state and county requirements. All entrances and multimodal paths shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and a stub street shall be provided to Double Eagle for interconnectivity between developments. A system of street lighting shall be provided by the applicant, and the location of the street lights shall be shown on the final site plan. Sidewalks shall be constructed along both sides of all streets. The sidewalks shall connect to the multimodal paved pathway, which is to be constructed along Townsend Road. The applicant shall comply with all restrictions required by the State Historic Preservation Office regarding the cemetery that is on the site. An area shall be set aside at the entrance to the project for a school bus stop with parking for parents. Tot lots and recreation areas shall be installed on both sides of Townsend Road. The location of these amenities shall be shown on the final site plan. If the wastewater treatment area shown on the preliminary plan is not needed within phases 10 through 13, this area shall revert to open space for active or passive recreation. And finally, road naming shall be subject to the final to the review and approval of the county's addressing and mapping department. And I guess the one last one is the final site plan shall be subject to approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-26, Ivy Branch Associates, Stonewater Creek phases 10 through 13 as a preliminary with the stipulations and conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.